This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Two comedies and a biopic about the early death of Biggie Smalls are in the movie theaters this weekend. And to tell us whether they get any love from the critics, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Christopher Wallace rose from the rough streets of Brooklyn to become Biggie Smalls, a.k.a. Notorious B.I.G., one of the most influential rap artists of all time. The biopic, Notorious, stars newcomer Jamal Woolard as the hip-hop legend. Angela Bassett and Derek Luke also star.
Yeah, he got sex appeal like LL?
Yeah, a little bigger than that.
What, like Heavy D?
He a little darker than that.
Yo, he look like Wesley Snipes?
He ain't Wesley.
The West Coast, they got Snoop, they got Dre. The East Coast, they just waiting for somebody to fill that void.
Puff, maybe in the right hands, I could be one of the greatest.
Overall, the critics are pretty impressed with Notorious. Even though the Seattle Post-Intelligencer dismisses it as mediocre, Newsweek says the film managed to stun, unsettle, and move me, and Variety shouts, Notorious is a rock-solid biopic with a foolproof rise-and-fall storyline and a warmly nuanced performance by Jamal Woolard. Speaking of someone big, Kevin James is a talented and rather husky actor starring in the comedy Paul Blart Mall Cop. Yes, James plays a security guard at a New Jersey mall who must rise to the occasion when thieves plan a huge heist.
You remember one thing from today, it's this. The mind is the only weapon that doesn't need a holster.
Right. Awesome. How long do we get for lunch?
Half hour.
The nation's critics apparently don't care much about angering the mall cop demographic because they pretty much said Blart to Paul Blart Mall Cop. The Philadelphia Inquirer sort of likes it. Completely forgettable, frequently funny, and weirdly satisfying. But the Washington Post cites a mediocre, unmemorable comedy, and The Onion warns dreary and joke light. And for those of you still looking for a Marley and Me cute pooch fix, well, here's the family comedy Hotel for Dogs. And it's about, oh, come on, a hotel for dogs.
Think they belong to anyone? If they did, would they be here? I'd hear them the pound.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah, why don't we just wander the streets and rescue every stray we see?
The critics don't know whether to scold or pet this puppy. The LA Weekly sniffs a slobbery wet kiss of a family movie. The Chicago Tribune shrugs, not bad, not good, a little less pushy and grating than the usual. But the Chicago Sun-Times pants, a sweet, innocent family movie. Look, lately the critics have panned For Christmases and Marley and Me, and they were both huge moneymakers. So don't be surprised if Hotel for Dogs ends up making big bucks. But then look out for the lame spinoffs, probably already in the works. Day Spa for Cats, Country Club for Hamsters, and the edgy, controversial PG-13 rated Crack House for Cockatiels.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.